The king and body of the nation have since so thoroughly confuted his hypothesis that I suppose no body hereafter will have either the confidence to appear against our common safety and be again an advocate for slavery, or the weakness to be deceived with contradictions dressed up in a popular style, and well-turned periods, for if any one will be at the pains himself in those parts which are here untouched, to strip Sir Robert's discourses of the flourish of doubtful expressions, and endeavour to reduce his words to direct, positive, intelligible propositions, and then compare them one with another, he will quickly be satisfied. There was never so much glib nonsense put together in well-sounding English. If he think it not worth while to examine his work all through, let him make an experiment in that part where he treats of usurpation, and let him try, whether he can, with all his skill, make Sir Robert intelligible and consistent with himself or common sense. I should not speak so plainly of a gentleman, long since past answering, had not the pulpit of late years publicly owned his doctrine, and made it the current divinity of the times. It is necessary those men who, taking on them to be teachers,